calling it the most crucial connection between the Transit Center and Main Street. The soon-to-be-revamped Bear Bench Plaza and walkway will cost taxpayers $730,000 for improvements. Park City Councilmember Liza Simpson said there are places that spending money can be justified, and this is one of them.
Well, small walkway, but it big impact. I mean, it is the major walkway from the Transit Center to Main Street, and as we get more and more people on the bus, we need to make that an entry statement. And I think I haven't heard any negative comments from anybody about the stuff we've been doing on Main Street. You know, nobody's really happy when it's right in front of their business, but once it's done, they're thrilled.
She says staff and council agreed that although the construction costs have soared, this is where and how they want to spend money.
Staff felt and council agreed that this was an important connection between the Transit Center and Main Street, and that it was where we should be spending our money.
A steel trellis, stone benches, a light band laid into the sidewalk, and inlaid pavers are all features in the walkway, which runs between Main Street and Sweet Alley and extends the connection to the Transit Center. The walkway is 10 yards wide at most. Simpson says despite at least one fundamental uncertainty, that is future tax revenue from what's going on in the legal dispute between Park City Mountain Resort and Talisker, the city has budgeted specifically for this project and isn't concerned with that aspect.
We added to the Resort City sales tax specifically to do some capital projects in addition to buy open space. We also got $3 million from GOED to add to our Main Street enhancements. And yeah, it's budgeted. We have the money. We did decide to put off two projects this year, not because of the uncertainty of what's going to go on with the resort, but because the bids came back higher than we think they should be. And so we decided to pull back and take a look and rebid them in the spring. One is the plaza at the bottom of the Marsac stairs right behind you. And, you know, the bids just came back too high.
Simpson says they're packing a lot of costly products into a small area.
I think when you look at the fact that they're doing a Core 10 archway and they decided to go with Core 10 steel instead of regular steel because it's a better choice. I mean, for me, what it comes down to is we're making the same kind of choice we did when we decided to do the granite sidewalks, right? We're buying the quality product that's going to last longer, that's going to be more environmentally sound, that's going to have more return on investment. And that means we're spending a little more money up front.
That's Park City Council Member Liza Simpson. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.